Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's Monique Leray, and this is another episode of The Startup. I'm really excited about today's show, and before we get to our guests, because they're so amazing, I want to kind of recap what we've been doing the last couple weeks. First of all, last week was, you know, above and beyond something special. So I want to say a special shout out to the King's Table, Michael Solberg Family Wines, Level Up Change, and Chef Mitch from Gourmet All Day, and everyone that contributed to our successful Skid Row Feed event. And we're going back. We have so many items left. Shout out to Alison's. Items left that we're going back and we're going to give even more. So if you're someone that has stuff that you've been cleaning out of the house and essential kits, we're doing those again, toothbrushes and hand sanitizer, masks and soap and combs. And if you have anything, you know, that you want to give away, contact us. You can follow me on Instagram, The Startup with Monique Leray, L-O-R-E, or Capaquarius Media. And a special shout out to one of our brand partners, Jewel, Save Our Jewels by Rain. They were very generous as well. So that was a beautiful event, and it really made my Thanksgiving better. I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving. And and I think, you know, we've got about four more cities left for the Pandemic Project documentary. You know, that's going to be St. Louis, Missouri, LA, San Diego, and we're looking at Amarillo, Texas. So anybody from those areas, please give us a shout. Survived COVID. Maybe you have a story about COVID. Maybe, you know, you're an essential worker or a business owner who's trying to make it through this crazy time. Whatever the case may be, we want to hear from you and we want to represent the whole country. We're leaving the politics to the politicians and we're focusing upon business owners and real people during this time. Speaking of real business owners, today I have the pleasure of the founder, Nicole Goodrich of Glam Bitch, with me. And did I say it right? Glam Bitch.
Dot shop.
And William is here as well. So we've got double your trouble in a good way.
Yes, in a good way.
How are you guys?
How are you?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you. And tell everybody who you are in case they don't know who you are, which I can't imagine, but.
Well, we're kind of new. So 2020 COVID, we decided to start a business. I was an avid lash wearer with extensions for years. And a few days before my wedding, I started having an allergic reaction and the lashes fell out and I had swelling. And from then on, it just was kind of a drama of wanting to look good and not feel naked when I went out. So during COVID, I was laying at home and thought, why not start a lash business and find something that worked for people with sensitive skin, easy to apply, and reached out to William because he does website design and he's good with all the techie stuff. And we kind of launched the name and started the brand.
I love that. So let's delve a little deeper because a lot of people have been derailed from their weddings and their celebrations this year. And it sounds like you had the typical thing that happens to a bride, right? Or somebody puts talking or lashes are being like, break this day down for us. Like you were a couple days out from your wedding and then what exactly happened?
I mean, pretty much a couple months prior, I had a reaction and I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. Told my lash guy, like, hey, look at my eyes. They were swollen shut. And he's like, oh, well, you should be fine. You know, take the Claritin, no worries. Next time, a little worse, which made me kind of worry. And then, you know, getting a big fill right before your wedding and huge reaction, eyes swollen shut.
Wow.
Itching, steroid ointments. And, you know, you just don't want to like pop off your lashes right before your wedding and your honeymoon. So
yeah,
I kept them on and battled it for a few months. And then they just started falling out and my own natural lashes. Wow. I was fairly bald and I just, you know, it's, for me, lashes kind of finish your look. They kind of brighten your eyes and kind of give you that pop. And so I went with strip lashes from the grocery store, tried all different types of glue, finding something that, you know, I could use that didn't have the same reaction. And it was difficult. So sure. I thought, why not try to do our own and figure out what sensitive skin you can use and offer varieties for different eye sizes and dramatic lashes for, you know, people who like you and myself, like a little more dramatic lash.
Yeah. Or the I like a drag lash. I like to be dragging.
Yes.
Yep. And the beauty of working with Nicole in this is that for me, I am a gay man. And so, you know, our customer base is not just a very specific type of lady. It's ladies of all everything out there.
Yes.
So, yeah, so that was very exciting for me. So
sure. And I like that range of clientele that you're including right out the gate.
Absolutely.
Yep. It's for everyone. And we had a relationship prior to, we had kind of lost touch over the years. And
but originally met in 2010.
Yeah.
For an online retail brand, and that's kind of, you know, our experience and stuff.
And it melted together perfectly because
perfectly.
Now the artwork behind that we're enjoying is really great. I've got to step up my step and repeat game. I'm used to being in the radio station.
We're here to help you for that.
Yes.
I mean, you know, LA Talk Radio is always the best place to be, but why not have that? Now, did you come up with the concept and then you? Yes.
Both.
He has pretty much all of that. That is not my forte.
Strengths and weaknesses. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That is. She is the sales guru. And she tells me marketing wise what we need. And then we both kind of come up with it together and I make it happen and we kind of go from there. And she is the Instagram queen.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She's smoking on Instagram. I love that.
There's a learning curve, definitely. At 46 years old, I definitely am behind the time. So
no, you're right on time, baby girl. But that's humble to say. I mean, I guess like anything else, and including applying a lash, there's a learning curve. I mean, I remember putting it like in my eye and stories.
I have to say, when Nicole first came to me on this, like my birthday's Halloween, so I have done a multitude of costumes, always a traditional silk lash with the glue. I'd never heard of a magnetic lash, and she gave me a pair to try. Life-changing. I mean, literally within 20 to 30 seconds, bam, it's done. Boom. It's amazing. It truly is.
Let's run down for people who've never used a lash, okay? Happy birthday, by the way. Halloween's the best day to have a birthday. You're welcome, belated. So people who are a little trepidatious about wearing a lash, because I can't think of a better time than right now to use one because of COVID. You've got to up your eye game.
Yeah,
that's true.
And be like our beautiful Muslim sisters and brothers, like who dress. So, like you want to, with the headdress and the burqa.
Hijab, yes.
Yeah, hijab.
Well, from everyone going to work, you're wearing a mask, especially like your nurses, and you know, just you're constantly have something from here. You can't see yourself smile, so you have to use your eyes, and kind of gives you like a one up on everyone else who doesn't, you know, have
You can bat it. You could do like you guys have like a batting, like a lash 101 class of how to bat. Okay.
Exactly.
So let's identify some strategies and some an approach for people who have never applied a lash or are trepidatious or not sure. And like you said, you had a magnetic experience. Walk us through that person that maybe might grab a pack at Target or somewhere and doesn't know how to do it. What lash? Because I know you have a range of lashes.
We have
walk us through your inventory, if you could.
Yeah, so we do have adhesive lashes for most people who are just going to do like a traditional glue-on lash. Our glue is phenomenal, though. It's very quick drying, and it's not drippy, like which I hear constantly people say, oh, mine's drippy, or the white shows through. Ours is clear, so you don't have to worry about that. The magnetic liner is a black liner, and it's literally two small little swipes right above your lash line. You let it dry 40 to 50 seconds, and then your lash magnets onto it, and they hold up on the boat, in a convertible, in the windstorm we had not too long ago. They are good to go. But for people who've never worn a lash before, ever, you know, this is a great time because you're at home, you have a little bit more time in the bathroom to kind of try different things out.
Exactly.
I think that, you know,
so
just...
you should put a lash on me as you're telling me.
Let's do that next. So I was going to suggest that.
But... It's definitely something that people should, you know, start with a daytime lash if you're not used to a dramatic lash. Okay. Start with our daytime length, which is, it's more just giving your natural lashes a thickness and a darker color and a little bit of a curve. We have four different styles of those. And then we have three different styles of the dramatic magnetic lashes also. So,
okay, good. So walk us through the price point and then each one. So if someone wants to step up their mask wearing game this Christmas.
Yeah, so the adhesive lashes basically are single use, come in a single set. And then you can use them roughly 4 to 7 times if you're careful with them. Take them off at night, put them back in your little box. They don't last as long as the mink lashes. Mink lashes are luxe. You can use those between 30, 40 times. William's going to show you, like, so this is a dramatic lash, and that's a magnetic lash. And then, so the adhesive lashes, typically all of them run around $20 to $26. About $70.
What a great case, too. It's an experience. It's like a matte case. With pink inside.
Yep. And then our magnetic lashes run, if you're just going to order just one compact, one style, is $46. But you can get the whole kit, which is your liner, your applicator, and your lash for $78. You also get a cleanser with that to wash your lashes. And also you can use it on your face. And that way you can keep them sanitary, and they keep the curl, and they keep, you know, clean. So... Ooh.
See, that's a detail that I haven't seen anyone really approach. And I've not been in Sephora for forever, so I haven't been having my fun. But I often am peeling off the glue from this, and it's sanitary. And then I'm putting, like, rubbing alcohol on it and letting it dry so I don't get a weird eye infection.
Right. Exactly. And that's the thing. With rubbing alcohol, does break down your...
Oh, it does. Okay. Yeah.
So you want to be... especially if you're buying a quality quality lash.
This is good to know. So the mink, okay, these are great stocking stuffers, everybody. So, you know, your lover, your lady, whoever's in your life, your wife, whoever needs a lash, this is the right one. You want to support a small business during COVID. You guys are ready to ship, right? Like, where and how long does it take for people once they place an order?
We'll go to Glam... So glambee.shop or glambitch.shop, we have both. That's an interesting talking point.
Yeah, interesting.
advertising with Facebook.
Yeah, they don't like the word bitch on Facebook.
So tell me more. There's a lot that goes on Facebook.
Yeah.
Shout out to Facebook.
Facebook and Instagram. But
absolutely.
The word glam, which is definitely a name, they advertise with that. It's so you're filtered, and so you're shut down on any advertising or boosting any posts.
Right.
And so we had to kind of get creative and work around that.
We rebranded a little bit, so
we are still Glam Bitch, and we are
at heart.
Yes,
Well, that's really good to know. And so they can go on Facebook to find you and the website,
Facebook,
right?
Glambitch.com, glambitch.shop, and then literally say, within a 2 to 3 day period, it will get their door.
It's all shipped ready now.
Yeah.
And international.
And international too.
Yes. We just did our first order in Japan today. So
congratulations. What is it? I don't know. I forgot it.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Exactly. Whatever the
Well, shout out to Japan.
That's right.
That's so, you know what? Once you go international, isn't that the best feeling when you get a client out yonder?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's been great also seeing new clients from across the United States that we don't know, or weird places that you've never heard of, like Hernando, Mississippi or someplace. Exactly. Like, I was like, wow, this place. And so it's nice.
We're based out of Oregon and Washington. And when we originally launched, you know, obviously we had a great amount of orders from there. But yeah, getting Mississippi and Texas, it's like, that's amazing. And,
mm-hmm. It feels so good to grow. And this is the startup. And why don't we just dive in and let's talk about the logistics with that. I mean, there's a lot of brands out there that are a little discouraged right now. They maybe didn't get that PPE loan and they're real struggling. What kept you guys going that you could share without giving away your secret sauce, but.
Be steadfast. Yeah. I mean, just keep on plodding along and, you know.
It hasn't been easy. It's definitely been slow, especially when you're quarantined to your home. Everyone's stuck in their pajamas.
Yeah.
And
you're
only putting on what you have to wear from here up for your Zoom meetings. And
yes. You've got pajamas under there, right? Glam bitch pajamas.
So it's hard for people. They just aren't going out. I mean, we're shut down again. And there is no restaurants. There's no bars. There's nowhere. And my heart goes out to the business owners.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Restaurants. I mean, restaurants that we can still be home and still ship from home. It's slower because people don't.
Exactly.
Well, I think that you guys are growing and you do have a really great opportunity here to boom because we are confined to our masks and people still want to express themselves. So I'm excited for the cleaner. It sounds like something unique that to your brand that I don't really see anybody else doing. Like I said, I haven't been to Sephora in a couple months or really out there hustling my makeup game like I usually do, but I think that's unique to your brand.
Well, and one great thing with the cleaner as well, obviously specifically for the lashes, but you can also use it on your face, which I actually use it on my face.
I was going to say, your skin looks skin, bitch. Is skin, bitch, next? I mean, what are we doing?
So, yeah, no, it's wonderful.
That's really great. So, all right, you guys. So where do you see your brand going in 2021? I mean, the sky's the limit. I know that we're going to team up. We can't really let the cat out of the bag yet, but we're teaming up doing something really awesome. The first, right at the second quarter of next year in the celebrity space.
Yes.
Well, what else do you have going for yourselves?
Go ahead.
Obviously, we want COVID to, you know, things to get better on that front. And then hopefully people can be out and about and experience their normal day to day and nighttime, you know, experiences. And
we're kind of tossing around the idea of teaming up with someone who, a celebrity that we can actually have, you know,
name recognition
for our product. Yes. So we've been kind of looking at different avenues for that. Definitely using bloggers.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know,
that's going to be exciting. So I wanted to go over maybe the application. And William, you put it out there. So now, I mean, we've got a few minutes if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. Could Nicole apply a lash on you?
Do it. Let's bring it.
All right, everybody. While you're doing that, I want to just plug this again. This is Glam Bitch with Nicole Goodrich, and William is in the house. They are about to apply.
Will Smith is my name.
Yeah, Will Smith.
Will Smith.
No lie.
Yeah. Right. We got a Will Smith live application. If you've never applied a lash, if you're looking for the perfect stocking stuffer while your loved one is out with their mask on in the world.
So I'm just going to apply the liner on his right eye. And let it dry kind of while we're chatting. And of course, I've drank about 7 cups of coffee today. So I don't know if that's really the best.
That's right. You're getting ready for all your drop shipments, hopefully. See, I like that it comes with the pen and I don't have to use my glue. And
No glue. With the liner, it's a magnetic liner and it's ionized. So that way, once it dries, thanks for keeping your eyes closed, then you attach your lash. So
all-in-one magnetic. Okay, this is really revolutionary.
The lashes have the tiny little magnets on them.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the first time I've actually put liner on a man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He's a blank canvas, and he's using that skin cream that looks really good.
He has amazing skin.
Yes. But all that fresh air up in Oregon?
Yes, actually.
Exactly.
So we got the liner on. I'm just going to let it dry a little bit, and I did actually...
Yes.
So why he's got his, and normally what I do, I get my whole face on and then I'm and put the liner on, then I'm brushing my teeth or doing whatever else I'm doing for the day. And then before I leave the house, I quick pop on my lash and off I go. So it's right. It's very simple. Now, the other thing about the magnetic lashes is they come in one width. Okay. Can shorten them. So if you have a smaller eye, you can take a little bit off of the end. So that way it fits your eye perfectly.
I see. Okay, good. Yep. Yeah, because sometimes there's a little more runway.
When you don't feel it, you really don't.
No, it's not sticky. No. It's super lightweight. The lashes, even as luxurious as they are, they're lightweight. You can't feel them on at all.
And then that's good to know. It's not heavy.
Nope, not heavy at all. So then I'm kind of rushing it a smidge.
Yeah, no, take your time. You've got the whole segment today. We're excited.
Just pop it on. Okay. Yep, tell me when. You're good. And then you have a lash on.
Wow. Look at that. I love that. Oh my gosh, that is some volume there. You don't even have to put. Now, I'm guilty of this, you guys. If I had lash bitch, I probably would have to, but I always run some mascara on top.
Yes. Now, I do also, because my Burma lashes are very, very fair. And so once I get my lash on, I typically will take my mascara and just kind of mess up into my natural lashes to blend them a little bit and kind of give my own some color, which is totally fine because then when you use the cleanser, all of that's removed anyway. So,
William, you look half ready for Halloween.
And I know. Just a normal Saturday night, you know. Hey. I don't think I told you this. I actually did go to a COVID safe party and there was socially distancing. But as a joke, I went as Liza Minnelli and I did the lashes on top, but also under the bottom.
You did?
Yes.
Wow. Not only did they
last on the bottom as well, but I was the head of the party. So there you go.
One day, maybe on your next birthday on Halloween, I will approach the bottom because I tried it once and it was a disaster.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I used the dramatic lash on top and then I used the shorter lash, the daytime, on the bottom. And I didn't have any issues.
Night and day. Yes. There you go. So are you guys doing tutorials online for people? Because I feel like that's your natural next step. Oh, you are. Good.
Yeah. So on our Instagram page, there are some tutorials that we've done to kind of just show you how easy it is.
And what is our Instagram handle?
Let's do that.
No, go ahead.
So if you go to Shop Glamby, you can see all of our before and after pictures of a lot of our VIP clients who are repeat clients. And they are brave enough to show you without makeup, without lashes, and then after, which is awesome because the transformation of everyone, it's crazy.
It's crazy, yeah.
It really is.
Because, you know, I look sleepy without mine. My husband will tell me, oh, are you putting lashes on? Yes, eventually. I mean,
he does.
Oh, yes, yeah. He's like, you look so different without lashes, and I do.
Right.
I look tired without mine. But
I'm also used to Nicole in a dramatic lash. I don't know what I would do if I saw her in just like our lowest one, or not lowest, but Pixie is kind of our starter lash.
The Pixie, okay.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do if I saw her in a Pixie lash.
Quite sure, girl.
I can't do it. I can't do a Pixie lash. I am definitely a drama mama.
So like, I think here's what I'm thinking, which would be really great because we want to give a shout out to our essential workers and everybody holding us down in this COVID moment.
Oh, yes.
And I think what would really be great is if you guys could do this is a special the startup with Monique Leray request. So we'll see if you can do it. I would like to summons a nurse or doctor that would like their lashes done or before and after. And I would like you to glam bitch them. What do you guys think?
Absolutely. Perfect. Yes.
Yes. And so,
if you can have someone that send some information for you, if they're willing to do a before and after, I'd be happy to send them a complimentary kit. And especially if it's a, you know, first responder, somebody who's out there wearing their mask every single day. I mean, we have friends who are nurses and oh my goodness, the reaction from the masks and
it's crazy
around their ears and so forth. It's hard work.
It's hard work. You know, I think we need to make sure that they feel beautiful and lash them up. So first responders, if you are wanting a lash, Glam Bitch is here to save you. They want your before and after. in your mask, in your scrubs, and in whatever first responder gear you might be in. And one lucky listener, watcher will get that glam before and after. We'll post it on both of our platforms, and they're going to you tag them. They're going to tag you. We're going to make it happen. So yes. Follow them on Instagram. Follow me. We're going to make this happen somehow. I'm excited. And then maybe you'll do a before and after on your Instagram. You'll do a first responder of one of your friends on there or something.
Definitely, yeah.
And Nicola's in Bombshell, in the Bombshell Lash.
Ooh.
I am in Vixen.
That looks really good, William. That looks so good.
So, yeah,
and you gotta wear it all night, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to bed in these.
I can feel them because they're so long, and I can feel them touching there, but they're not heavy like other lashes that I've tried mm-hmm. in the past. I mean, I could literally go all day in these. It's amazing.
And that is why we came out with the daytime lash. We had a lot of nurses say, I can't wear the dramatic lash, which I would normally wear at date night or, you know, out for dinner. To work with my patients. I just looked, it looks a little too much. And I said, oh, okay, well, so we ordered the daytime lashes and they're very popular.
So there's no excuse. If you're essential worker, if you're getting married, if you're drag queen, if you're just me.
Yeah. And speaking of drag queens, so that is our next thing. We're working on a lash option that is even more dramatic than Vixen and Bombshell. So that'll be in a few months, but yes. So
yes, you guys show the kit again. I want the viewers and listeners to see how pretty and sleek this kit is. Perfect in time for Christmas, your Hanukkah, your Kwanzaa, your New Year celebration. Your
box.
Look at this.
It is your liner and your applicator.
And I mean, we quickly put the lashes on today, and she used her fingers. But it also comes with this amazing applicator, which if you do it in the middle of the lash and then put it on, just makes it easier.
So you're going to you can use that multiple times, which is great.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's like you can clean it with the lash.
It's a lash tweezer.
It's a lash tweezer.
Yes, the whole lash while you apply.
And then, so you guys, they also have the cleanser that comes in the other package. And you know what I've been noticing that I've been using the most this year, you guys? It's concealer, it's lashes, and then medicated face wash. Yep. Because I'm not really putting a full foundation on, but with that mask, you want a nice, an apricot scrub, but you want to keep it, I want my skin to be like Williams, so that. All right, so give us your plugs once again. I want all your platforms, your email addresses. Where can everybody find you?
Email address wise, info@glambitch.shop. You can also send it to orders. You can send one directly to me at will@glambitch.shop.
Or Nicole.
Nicole@glambitch.shop. Instagram handle is @shopglamb. Facebook is shopglamb. Mm-hmm. Website, both of them will be directed, but glambitch.shop or glamb.shop.
You know.
That's it.
I love that. All right, so... You guys, oh my gosh. So where, what do you want to leave us with Glam B? I mean, I know we touched on your future for 2021. What are your goals for this holiday season with the brand? What do you really want to leave us with entrepreneurial wise? I'm putting you on the spot a little bit. But
a little bit. Yeah. Right now we are offering, you know, of course it's Cyber Monday tomorrow. We're doing the Black Friday sales, which are huge. And if you use the code Black Friday 40, you receive 40% off. Which is a huge savings for the weekend, but it's been successful.
And if you go to our website and sign up for our mailing list, you'll constantly get deals that we offer every week. So yeah.
But just for the email members.
Exactly. Just for the email members.
I love this.
We're hoping to launch our VIP club membership to where once you sign up, you would do a small fee every month and you'll receive a random lash coming every month to your door. That's in the works. We were just kind of working on that. So
congratulations rolling that out.
Yeah, we're just...
That's going to be really great. Like one of the month club is Lash of the Month Club.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, several months down the road, maybe more so than lashes. So that's a little bit of a teaser. So.
Yes.
I love a teaser. Yes. Yeah. And medicated wash, if you guys... If I can look like William's skin and Nicole's skin. A sugar scrub, really?
So that's it.
No,
you were born beautiful, darling. You were born beautiful. Okay. You both were.
Back at you.
Yes.
Thank you. And I can see this brand like trickling over into Vegas, like Cirque du Soleil when they're back. You know, the gentlemen's entertainment world out there. There's so many avenues and shows. Broadway. I mean, you need a glam bitch kit, I think.
That's right.
A glam bitch kit is definitely for someone's carry-on for wherever you're traveling.
That's
to.
Right.
The cleanser is only a 2 ounce, and the compact fits right in your purse, so
you're good to go.
You're ready to go.
All right, you guys. Well, I'm really inspired by this brand, and I'm loving the visual in the background. Congratulations on a beautiful thing you're doing, making people feel good.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you guys, if you want to get in touch with Glam Bitch, it's www.glambee.shop. Get your stocking stuffers now, and there's a 40% off discount tomorrow on Cyber Monday. Yep. So we're going to have you guys back on closer to our event that we'll be doing.
Okay, perfect.
All right, it was a pleasure to see you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We had fun.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
William. Oh, you guys, that was Nicole and William. Well, that was Will Smith, actually.
That's right.
Glam Bitch. Right. All right, guys. We'll see you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Goodbye. All right. And you guys, again, if you want to use your Cyber Monday money to a brand that's really holding out during this COVID moment and really good for your self-esteem, for your appearance, someone you might love is wearing masks all the time and they want to glam up their look, a stocking stuffer, glambee.shop is the way to go. And you can find them on all the platforms. So glambee, AKA Glam Bitch. And we mean that in a positive way. So please don't take offense to that because there's too many other things in the world to take offense to. All right. So I want to give a shout out to Lady Ray J in St. Louis, Missouri. She sent me this COVID mask and it says Pandemic Posse on it. And I thought it was so creative and beautiful. One of her brand associates, someone in her network made this for me. Thank you so much. It was so thoughtful. And yes, the Pandemic Posse are members here on the Startup with Monique LeRae that are experts in their area of expertise that are giving you tips on how to make it through the pandemic. So a shout out to Lady Ray J and the talented young lady who made this. Thank you so much. It was really thoughtful. Let's go down the line on some other products, shall we, guys? As you know, December 1st, we've had Tiara Moore and her fabulous team on here a couple weeks ago, and they are part of the Save Our Jewels team, okay? And it's by Rain. These are healthcare products for ladies, and it keeps you dry and clean and feeling good, and it's healthy for you. There's no additives. It's all natural. And so every month, if you need something, we have all types. And I'm launching the Startup with Monique LeRae brand of Rain, Save Our Jewels. And that starts December 1st. We're going to have the website, the landing page live for you to order. These are another great stocking stuffer. And there is a percentage of it that is going to help my brand push out beautiful things for the community. And we're going to also show you how to fundraise. So if you have a brand and you're looking to fundraise for your particular network. This is a really great, healthy, helpful product to be pushing. And you need them every month. Someone needs them, right? So we want everybody to be happy and clean and fresh. Okay. So that's coming December 1st. Shout out to Michael Soberg Family Wines, part of my wine catering network and Natural Born Psalm. Leah Solberg, second generation, her father was Michael Solberg, and she's taking on the family name and brand. She's been a faithful partner to this show. And we want to say thank you so much for all your beautiful wines. And you guys can find this. This is another great stocking stuffer, although I think it's going to be a little heavy for your stocking. So you might as well put it on the table and drink it. And as Leah always says, pairs well with the wine glass. So if you don't have any appetizers, if you're lean on the food, drink up. It goes well with a wine glass and friends, of course. Keep that to a minimum. Please social distance and wear a mask, of course. And, you know, let's get together and get through this. I know each state is different, but let's try to honor that and see if we can get through that. I wanted to circle back to my little wine starter kits with the wine caterers. We are going to start rolling these out probably mid-month, December. So I'll put this up on the Etsy page. I'm also putting up some t-shirts. And, you know, these are like really great starter kits because we have inside, you know, you can use this jar for whatever you want. You can pour your wine in it. But we have a wine opener because you need to have that. And we have a really cool keychain. This is actually a Michael Solberg Family Wines cork. And there's multiple different corks in there. And I think we're going to add some other goodies in here. So this is just kind of a bland jar, but it's got our logo on it. And it's a good little starter kit as a thank you gift when you order anything from our page. So I will put that information on our Instagram at thewinecaterers.com or at naturalbornsom. We've got a lot of things going on, but I think it's the right time to start rolling some of this stuff out. Like I said, people are ordering from home and probably don't want to go shopping so much. And if they do, it's probably going to be crowded and you're going to need to have, make sure you have your PPE on. All right. So yeah, this was really cool, Lady Ray J. Thank you so much. Very thoughtful. Do you like it? Does it look good on me? All right. Let's get down to the pandemic project once again. I want to go over this just a little bit more. I want to actually cover what we're doing between now and New Year's Eve. We're doing a live streaming event on the Roku channel through BUTV, J-Will Productions, and the Lower Bill Company. We partnered with them to push out an extended movie trailer event. So what that means, okay, what does that mean? Usually a film trailer is about a minute, minute and a half. We're doing about a 3-minute trailer. I know that's a long time to be held in suspense, but we figured that the pandemic is a big topic and we've been all around the country. We've got 4 more cities left and we want to make sure we cover as much as we can. And we want you guys to really engage in the project. So we're doing a 3-minute trailer, a movie trailer event, and it's going to be streaming live for 1 hour. So at 7 p.m. Pacific, we're going to be live from La Casa del Camino here in Laguna Beach, California. And a shout out to La Casa del Camino. It's one of the historical, well-known hotels here in Laguna Beach. And shout out to the team there. We really appreciate you hosting our live streaming event. Myself and my colleagues, Gentry Stanley and Christopher John will be there and we'll be dressed for New Year's Eve. And we're going to talk to you about it, what it was like to travel during the pandemic and what it's still like going all the way from Hawaii, Alaska, Puerto Rico, Texas, New York, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Illinois, Dallas, Texas, I said that, Las Vegas, Nevada, all around the country. So up to Washington State even. So yeah, the whole hour will be dedicated to us telling you about our experiences and what we saw. We're not going to give away everything, of course, but we're going to tell you, you know, what it was like to be traveling and shooting this documentary and who we met and the stories that touched our hearts and some things that we saw. And at the end of that hour, we're going to show you the 3-minute trailer. And within that hour, we're also going to feature some of our brand partners that made this film possible. So there is a beautiful, it's a beautiful event that's going to happen. And we're really excited to be bringing it to you on New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Roku channel through BUTV. So that's a shortened, that's shortened for Be a Better You. So it's BUTV. So you're going to have to find them on your Roku channel player and look for the Pandemic Project documentary extended trailer event. Okay. If you guys want to get a link to that, it's a free viewing, of course. We'll be sending out a link. So if you want to send us an email, it's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com or the startup with Monique Loray, L-O-R-E, @gmail.com. It's a long email. Or if you want to find us on Instagram, capaquariusmedia, and DM us, we will send it to you. Or you can follow us on the newly released website, thepandemicprojectdocumentary.com, okay? You can email us there. You can find us on Instagram on thepandemicprojectdocumentary.com, excuse me, at thepandemicprojectdocumentary, on Twitter. You can DM us on all those platforms and we will send you a link. All right. We're also doing tickets on Eventbrite. So if you can't find us on there for some reason and you're on Eventbrite and you type in the pandemic documentary project.com and you type that in, you'll find us. Okay. You'll find me. Look for Monique Lerae Stinson and you'll find what I have going and grab a free streaming ticket and we'll send you a link just right before the event. All right. That was a lot of information. Let's also discuss what's coming up event-wise virtually, okay? December 20th, we're having a wine tasting virtual event with the owner of Michael Solberg Family Wines, Leah Solberg, and some special guests, December 20th. And we're doing a wine tasting in pajamas, all right? So get your pajamas out, get your wine glasses out, and we're going to do a wine tasting and walk you through some fabulous flavors and varietals that will go great with your Christmas dinner and New Year's celebrations, Kwanzaa and Hanukkahs, okay? Or whatever you're celebrating, even if you're not celebrating, even if you're just drinking. The week of February 4th through the 7th, we are doing a special event with Casa LA Wine and Art. It is our fourth or fifth year with them, and we just love what they do there. They help court-appointed youth find their way through the system, and people make beautiful art and donate beautiful wines, and they raise money doing that to help these people. So I think it's a really good cause, and we want to always be doing something to give and to add some value. So that is Wine and Art Casa LA, and we're doing the first annual swag bag. So if you're a brand and you want in on that and you want to have your brand featured in that swag bag, we would love to have you. So email us capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. It's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. All right, you guys, I think that we've done it all. And I want to also give you another shout out to the sponsors again, Michael Solberg, familywines.com. You can find the wines. They're ready to ship out to you. She's ready to get you four varietals, by the way. Rosé, we've got the red blend. Well, that's the older varietal. So Rosé, Chardonnay, Merlot, and Sauvignon, okay? So I think that's what you've got, right, Leah? They sell out so fast, but she's got the basics, and they're really tasty. So, she's also got Capo Cagna. Shout out to Capo Cagna and our girl Carmela, who's a professional wrestler, and she has the brand Capo Cagna. All right, so that's another brand that's available. And thank you so much again for your sponsorship, La Casa del Camino Hotel in Laguna Beach. It's a historical hotel, and it's always booked up. They are famous for their rooftop bar. So if you've never been down to Laguna or you haven't been in a while, they've done it where they've set up the plexiglass and it's socially distanced, and you can enjoy the sunset and see Catalina from their rooftop. So that's what makes it just such a spectacular place. So if you're needing a night out and get some fresh air, there's heat lamps. They're known for their beautiful tapas and their sangria. And La Casa del Camino is located on PCH, so you can't miss them. And what a beautiful casa it is. So shout out to them. And if you're looking for a place to be, that's a really beautiful spot to take someone special or just take yourself if you want to get out of the house. So that's what we're doing. All right, you guys, next week, we have a really great show. Gosh, you know, the time really goes fast, I tell you. We're already at the end of the year. So we have a really great show, and it looks like we're going to have Tiara Moore again here, as well as Christine, the good Mitch. She's the lady that does the renovations on the junk in your yard or your backyard or your thrifting, and she turns it into something you can use at home. So I know a lot of people are doing home revampings and things, you know, during this time of COVID. So the good Mitch will show you how to use some stuff around the house to make really great Christmas gifts or give your place a fresher upper. A nice Christmas fresher upper. So shout out to Christine, the good Mitch. Shout out to Tiara Moore at Rain, Save Our Jewels. She'll be here again doing beautiful demos in case you missed it. And it looks like we might have somebody else, but we'll have to wait and see. What else am I excited about, you guys? I'm really just excited about all of it. We want to keep things rolling here at the startup. If you are a brand looking for exposure in the celebrity space, we do have an Oscars Week gifting suite event. And that's in April. It's filling up, fast. But if you want to get in on that, please DM me. Please reach out. We've got a little bit of space left. And I think it's going to be really great. You're going to get photo assets, email assets. You're going to be able to take video and testimonials of people using your brand in real time. And I think that that can add value. And you'll learn, you know, some things I can teach you on how to get your press release together and get some traction. So it's a really great starting point if you want to come out to Hollywood and start networking and show out your brand. So, you know, brands like Save Our Jewels, like Michael Solbrook Family Wines, like the Wine Gators, and so many more benefit from those things. So you can too. So reach out to me at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com or the startup with Monique Loray, L-O-R-E, @gmail.com, or just DM me on Instagram. My personal Instagram is Monique Loray Stinson, S-T-I-N-S-O-N. Find me on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of the platforms, right? I think I'm missing Snapchat, you guys, but does anyone still Snapchat? I don't know. All right. Here's some of the brands. I want to start doing this where I give you guys a shout out of some brands that I'm really excited about, all right? So let me give a shout out to some brands in closing that I'm really excited about. Shout out to Lash Bitch, Lash B, Nicole and William today. I'm really excited about their lash. I think they're reinventing and making things smooth and streamlining that industry. So look for them. They're rising stars in that brand. And they're offering you some cleanser and some things that are really going to make life easier in that regard. So if you're one that commands eyelash attention, that's a brand I'm excited about. I want to give a shout out to Saman Kazani. He's part of our pandemic posse, and I'm excited about his brand. He really does care about the community, and he's available in Los Angeles if you're in need of some psychotherapy during this time. Another brand that I'm really excited about, let's see, there's so many. Oh, well, here we have Tokimi Health, Deborah Curry out there in Texas. She's doing a really great job with the CBD for dogs, the gummies, CBD for people, Tokimi Health. And they also have a lot of couture. Well, I can't call it couture, but they have a lot of fashion online that you can find them on. And, you know, our partner there in Bali, Lota. Lota's got archery jewelry, and I'm usually always wearing it. She's also launched Nordic Delights. And so she's doing cuisines and hopefully be shipping to the U.S. soon. So I'm really excited about her brand. Another brand we're excited about, of course, our Southern Belle badass, Christina Charpentier-Biddle. It's going to be tax season soon, and she's the lady to call. So Premier Accounting, I think you can find her at Tax Queen on Instagram. So those are brands that we're excited about right now. And I think we have some more. So we're going to get into it really soon. Thank you guys so much for your continued support on the show. And I really want to see more of you reach out. If you are not sure how to do it, please just send me an email, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com, C-A-P, Aquarius Media, that's Capricorn and Aquarius Media at gmail.com. DM me if you aren't sure how to, you know, put together a press release or get your brand into some people's hands that might have better visibility than your brand, or you're looking for, you know, a little bit of assistance with your followership. We can help you with that. So we're a really good launching pad. You know, we're not a big corporation, of course, but we are the startup and we touch on all of this. You know, if you need help with your logo, we can do that too. All right. But don't give up, you guys. If you're coming up with a brand and you're not sure how it's going to go and you're scared, don't be. Put that first step forward and try it out on your friends. People like free stuff. Give them a sample. Let them try your brand. Ask them for their honest opinion. If they love you, they're going to tell you. Be ready to hear it. And don't be stuck on just how you think it's going to be one way. It might grow into be other things. It might change a little bit. Be flexible with it. Let it flow. See where the energy is going. If you think your brand's going to be X, but it turns out being Y, go there. Make it special. Make it unique. And as always, every Sunday I ask you, what will you start up today? See you guys. Be well. Be good to each other. See you next Sunday.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Loray. on LA Talk Radio